This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by J.P. Gallagher. J.P. Gallagher, aside from being a Wharton grad, is also the CEO of the North Shore University Health System in Chicago. Under his leadership, they've done a magnificent job of doing two or three things. Growth of the system. Also, they've had a unique and unparalleled effort at managing COVID-19 that's been a role model for throughout the country. JP, can you take a moment to introduce yourself? Then I'll ask you a number of questions about what you're doing and more.
Certainly, Scott. First of all, great to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity to connect. For me personally, I've been the president and CEO of North Shore for the last going on 3 years, but been with the organization for 18 years in a variety of roles, so know the organization and have a passion for it quite well. For those who might not be familiar with the Chicago market, North Shore University Health System is an integrated health system that's really anchored kind of in the northern suburbs of Chicago. Our footprint through 5 hospitals extends from the northern part of the city of Chicago up to the Wisconsin state line and then extends out into the western suburbs. In addition to those 5 hospitals, we have about 140 outpatient locations, 13,000 employees, about 2,200 physicians on our medical staff, and we take care of about 1 million patients across the greater Chicagoland area.
Well, thank you. I had the privilege of having a front row seat because I grew up in this area and have seen North Shore grow from a myriad of different hospitals of lower quality into a magnificent health system over the last 20 years. It's really been amazing to watch the transformation over this long period of time. JP, can you take a moment and talk about the system and just point out maybe 3 things that you're particularly proud of regarding the health system?
Sure. No, glad to, Scott. First, I think like any leader, the thing that I'm most impressed with and proud of are our people. And you mentioned some of the things that you witnessed and have heard about in terms of a response to COVID-19. So I'll just use that as a bit of a lens to highlight why I think we're blessed with some incredibly talented and committed leaders and individuals. It's a very diverse group. And I think what we found is the ability to bring talented people together with different perspectives and ideas. My leadership team meetings involve some pretty healthy debate and disagreements, which lead to some, I think, very informed decisions and equally importantly, the ability to act and follow through. So, like a lot of health systems, we found ourselves kind of point blank at the tip of the spear, trying to figure out how to respond to COVID-19 as we, saw the emerging signs of the virus globally and eventually getting to the United States. And in a really short period of time, just the ideas and the creativity that came through that allowed us on a very local level to drive impact and, not just keep people safe, but in many cases, save patients has been remarkable. And have seen what we did with testing. We were the first hospital-based testing provider in the state of Illinois. In many cases, we were helping out the Illinois Department of Public Health and other hospitals outside of North Shore to meet those testing demands. Most of that was same-day testing, so getting results to caregivers and individuals quickly so that they could make informed decisions and stay safe. We stood up drive-through testing. And really drove it out into the community, particularly some of our more diverse underserved communities, where we proactively reached out to community organizations knowing that the incidence of transmission was most likely high, and we wanted to be able to partner with those communities to help keep them safer. One of the other unique features, so we're a very integrated system, and so the ability to do things across the entire enterprise in a very cohesive fashion, and in this case, given the unique nature of COVID-19, we designated one of our campuses, the Glenbrook Hospital campus in Glenview, as our primary inpatient tertiary campus for all COVID patients. So we essentially anchored most of our resources and our clinical expertise on that campus. We tripled the size of the ICU. We made some changes to the airflow across many floors to ensure the safety of both our patients and our caregivers. And we really stood that up to scale for an extended period of time through the surge so that we were able to stay safely within our capabilities and boundaries across the entire system. So that's a direct function of just having excellent people. Part of my job as a leader is to get out of their way, certainly be supportive, make sure we have the resources available to do those sorts of things. Another thing that I'm particularly proud of is I think it's always been in our culture, certainly as long as I've been here, but something I try to continue to nurture and support is what I describe as a very action-oriented and results-oriented culture within the organization. You know, we use a lot of data and analytics. We're very proud of our ability to stand up clinical services and programs. We're probably among the most advanced systems in the country in terms of making personalized medicine and genetic testing directly available and integrated into patients' care with their primary care physicians, and then using data and, you know, AI or however you want to characterize it to make decisions in advance based on conditions and variables that we're tracking for patients across the system, which have clearly improved outcomes. You mentioned that we're a growing system. You know, part of that orientation towards action is really focused on ensuring we continue to be a very healthy, vibrant, community-based system. We were thrilled to welcome Swedish Hospital on the north side of the city into the North Shore system just last year, well, actually January 1st. We're incredibly excited about Northwest Community Healthcare joining North Shore in the not-too-distant future. So we're very focused on the future, and that really, the third thing I would say is just a deep passion and commitment to strong community-based healthcare. You know, we believe the best healthcare is local. I think part of North Shore's identity has been making exceptionally strong services available across the communities that we serve, but doing it in a way that connects at a personal level. And, you know, that scale really only matters insofar as what an individual experiences when they either walk in your doors or they engage with you digitally or over the phone. And so being able to execute on that in a way that our communities feel connected, supported, and have confidence in is, I think, probably the thing that I'm most proud of at the system level.
Well, and it's truly been a magnificent transformation over the last 20-plus years. Take a moment on data and analytics. North Shore, way in front of a lot of other systems, made a huge investment in data and analytics. I remember lots and lots of people at one time being housed at the old Cyril building in Skokie, but there was a huge investment in this. Can you talk about that and how that's played out some?
Sure. So as you mentioned, Scott, and there still are a lot of people housed in that Cyril building that you mentioned. But we, you know, we made a early move towards, you know, electronic medical records back in 2003. So we were the first partner with, you know, a little known firm called Epic, and they proved to be a fantastic partner. Obviously, have proven to be a you know, national if not global force in terms of where EMRs have gone. But from sort of that early experience in terms of launching Epic across the system and recognizing that in addition to having a common platform, access to data and really understanding and extracting knowledge out of that data was going to be a key point of differentiation in terms of delivering better outcomes. And so we developed a data warehouse back in 2000, I think it was five. We now have, I think, somewhere between 3 and 4 million discrete patient records. And we have since continued to invest in being able to use that data, you know, in a very focused way that drives improvements across both the outpatient and the inpatient environments at North Shore. So most recently, they have different acronyms, whether it's CAPE and some other areas that are focused on specific clinical conditions, but using that data in a real-time basis and then pushing notices or prompting frontline caregivers to monitor or intervene in a particular patient's condition allows us to stay ahead of patients that might be decompensating or end up in an ICU unnecessarily, and frankly use our resources more effectively. And you know, that these are tools and skills that are available in lots of other organizations. I would say at North Shore, we've done a very good job of hardwiring it and then running that at scale, where if you are in any of our hospitals, that's just part of the way care is managed. It's not some unique outlier. It's really part of the way that we use data and expect it to be a critical component of how we care for patients.
Talk about the following issue. The predecessors to yourself, whether Mark Neiman, Jeff Hillebrand, and others, going back 15, 20 years ago, and you're part of the Joe Golbus period of time and so forth, Kristen Murdos, did this tremendous job of developing leaders and recruiting leaders and talent spotting and really getting behind those leaders. And you're quite frankly someone who's been there for a long time and has continued that tradition and been a part of that leadership group. If you would have told me 20 years ago or 30 years ago that they could recruit a person like you and retain you and develop you and the drive and intelligence and perspective and thinking at scale, I would have been shocked. But you've made that systematic at North Shore. Talk about that talent and leadership development and how important a part of that is to the North Shore culture.
Sure. So great question, Scott. And I think, you know, I certainly feel a responsibility to continue to support and foster what you just described. I did not create it, but at the same time, I do feel a responsibility in terms of strengthening it and allowing it to evolve. So you've mentioned some of the remarkable leaders that we have at North Shore. There are many others that are worth noting. And we are fortunate in that when talented individuals have come into the organization, they tend to stay. And that fosters, I think, a strong sense of teamwork. When I think about my own personal journey, you know, a big part of that is being able to take on work that's challenging, stimulating, and not too static. So part of what we've done intentionally across the organization is moved people around so they have the opportunity to understand different parts of the system and what we do. But it also creates a bit of a dependency on being able to work well with others, because your scope and your role is most likely to change over some period of time. And so I think that has created a kind of a strong fabric across the team, which frankly, you know, in the face of the COVID-19 response, ends up being incredibly important in terms of being able to pivot quickly, trust each other, again, challenge each other, recognize that, you know, we all have different strengths and weaknesses, but we also share very much a common destination. I would say it's a relatively low ego environment, but a high performance culture. Now, I would also say we've been very intentional in terms of bringing in additional talent, and there are some remarkable examples both on the physician and the management side where individuals have come in from outside North Shore, and that's equally important because you want to make sure that you're challenging some assumptions, you're introducing new experiences and ideas, and I think that's been a really healthy balance for us, you know, from the C-suite all the way down to the front line across the organization. So it's a vibrant, dynamic environment, but one that I think draws from some strengths that have been here for quite a while.
And on the physician side, it certainly is night and day from 15, 20 years ago. I mean, if you looked at the Chicago market 15, 20 years ago, it was Northwestern, which remains a remarkable system, and everybody else. Now, North Shore, you know, Chicago, Rush, all have this quality designation that has put them on a different level than they were 10, 15 years ago. And now it's a multifaceted healthcare community, and I'd be remiss if not mentioning the Advocate Aurora as well. But there's a lot of great systems here, and there wasn't at one time. It's really, do you ever look at it in with not surprise, but with a real positive glow as to what's happened with North Shore over the period of time you've been there?
So I guess first, starting with that last point, I absolutely look at it with you know, a tremendous sense of pride and sort of enthusiasm for, you know, how we've continued to evolve. As you describe rightfully, Scott, you know, Chicago is blessed with some outstanding academic medical centers, several of which are, you know, nationally recognized, and some of the strongest health systems that I think very much understand and live by their commitment to their communities. And so it's, you know, on some level it can appear to be a very fragmented market. It's certainly not a market that's standing still, but by the same token, it's attracted tremendous talent. I think you're seeing innovation and developments that are fostered in the Chicagoland market that many of us are, you know, cultivating and taking advantage of, and our patients and communities are benefiting from it. So, you know, while I kind of go back in time, I probably couldn't have predicted it, but it's a path that has been fun to be a part of and contribute to. And when I think about the caliber of physicians and nurses and individuals that we have been able to attract and develop, it really does make you kind of sit back and say, this is pretty remarkable, and I feel fortunate to see it taking place.
It's been a very systematic effort, and it's very impressive. Talk, JP, for a moment about your top three priorities or so as you look at the next 6 to 12 months.
Sure. So there's a lot going on. Anyone in this space, you know, all your listeners can relate to, I think, most of these initiatives, but they're certainly important to us here at North Shore. So as we continue to navigate our way through COVID-19, and we all understand that, you know, this isn't going away anytime soon, and we have a tremendous responsibility in managing that safely, but at the same time, we are very focused on our recovery efforts and, you know, bringing back other services. That remains a bit ahead of schedule and going well, but nevertheless, we do expect that the new normal will look different than things looked back in February. So adjusting to that and making sure that we're prepared to not just kind of hold the line, but continue to evolve, grow, and bring innovation forward that's going to drive benefits to our patients and communities. So staying on that path and being disciplined about making sure that we get there in the near future. Another commitment that I referenced earlier is just that commitment to growing and evolving as a community-based system. So excited to be extending our family to include Northwest Community and all the assets and expertise that they bring, and very much a shared vision and values. But that presents with it the opportunity to expand our culture and family and create connections and learn from what NCH does well, and in turn bring the two organizations together in a way that's going to help our communities. And then the third and I think very important priority is what we're doing in the wake of the killing of George Floyd, as it relates to, I think, elevating and intentionally moving forward around diversity, equity, and inclusion. A lot of that right now is internally focused across the organization in terms of dialogue that we're having, trying to raise awareness around issues of implicit bias and racism, and the role that we can have both within the organization as a large employer, but also as a strong force within our communities as an employer, an economic engine, and certainly an agent of change as it relates to healthcare inequity. So a lot of work and exciting work going on across the organization in that area, where that will translate into some priorities and measurable areas of action that we'll be taking here for, you know, for quite some time going forward. So important stuff, exciting stuff, and looking forward to seeing where we take it.
JP, I want to thank you for your time today with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. You and your team have done a remarkable job through COVID-19 and in building a tremendous system over the last couple decades. Really remarkable to watch. Thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Scott, thanks for having us. Thanks for the work that you're doing, and appreciate the time.